Earth and Sky.
In early February 2010, the U.S. space agency NASA launched a mission called the Solar Dynamics Observatory, or SDO. It carries instruments to take frequent and detailed images of our sun. Earth Sky spoke with Tom Woods, principal investigator of the Extreme Ultraviolet Variability Experiment on the mission.
SDO is a new NASA mission to study the details of solar variability, and with special emphasis on the solar storms that drive our space weather here on Earth.
Space weather, explained Woods, is weather that happens in the outer atmosphere instead of near Earth's surface, and it affects satellites.
Such as communication, GPS navigation systems. And one of the key goals for SDO is to understand better the causes for these solar storms and how to better forecast these storms.
Woods said the sun goes through an 11-year cycle, and he expects it to be at maximum activity by around 2013. When that happens, there could be an increase of solar flares.
An example might be during the big Halloween storm of 2003. It disrupted GPS navigation as far south as Florida. There's also some benefits. People as far south as Mexico saw the aurora for the first time in their lives.
NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory is expected to keep its eye on the sun through 2015 and beyond. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.